In the days leading up to his inauguration, Donald Trump asked activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead a federal commission on vaccine safety. Kennedy is an outspoken critic of vaccines. Here is part of a speech he delivered in 2012.
There is no denying that there is a connection between autism and thimerosal in the vaccines. And this is what they said. I didn't say this. This is what they, their own scientists and their own conclusion of the best doctors, the top people at CDC, the top people at the pharmaceutical industry.
We wanted to know, what does it actually take to manufacture and test a vaccine, any vaccine? I spoke with Dr. Keith English, the chair of the Department of Pediatrics and Human Development at Michigan State University, to learn about the process.
You might take a germ, a virus or a bacteria like pertussis, and you might kill it by using some kind of chemical or other technique, and then you administer that as your vaccine. And the advantage of that is the body's response to that is a lot like the body's response to an infection by that germ. A different strategy then would be either to weaken the germ, like with the chickenpox vaccine, or even better, if you can, find a way just to find out what part of the germ the body responds to, figure out a way to produce that in a laboratory. That's how the human papillomavirus vaccine works. That's how the hepatitis B vaccine works.
So then at its core, any vaccine is a variant of the actual disease you're trying to fight, and you're essentially trying to train the human body to build up its own immunity against it.
That's exactly right. I should mention that there are some infections where the body does not mount a completely protective response, and that's why it's been such a challenge to make a vaccine, for example, for HIV.
We're talking with Dr. Keith English, the chair of the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine, Department of Pediatrics and Human Development. We're talking about vaccine production and safety. How is a vaccine safety tested right there at that lab, even before it goes through the whole FDA gauntlet?
The vaccine is made in the laboratory. It's almost always tested, if possible, in an animal-type model, a mouse or a rat or a rabbit, to see if the animal makes an antibody to that germ. And then you demonstrate that it's not toxic in animals. Then you do the very first sets of human experiments or studies, and those take three forms and take a long time to do. The first part's just safety. If you can give it and it's safe, and there aren't any serious side effects noted, then you move on to the next parts where you see, is it really getting the immune response that we want? Usually we do that by measuring antibody in the blood of someone who's been a volunteer to receive the vaccine, and later we check to see if they mounted an immune response. And then the most important studies of all are the clinical trials where you actually give the vaccine to a bunch of people, usually children, and you have a set of other children that you don't give that vaccine. You're probably giving them the regular vaccines. This group gets regular plus this new one. And then you see, did enough of them mount an antibody response? And if possible, did it actually protect them from the disease? All of that has to be done before the FDA will let you even apply to have a license for the vaccine.
You say you have your doubts about any kind of a safety commission going forward, but in the event that it does, do you see MSU playing any kind of a role, any kind of advisory role?
I don't know. You know, if something like that were to happen, I'd certainly be happy to speak with anyone at the state or local level about vaccines. I think you would see a huge amount of input from pediatric groups around the country. And there's already been a bit of that. There was already a response from the American Academy of Pediatrics just preemptively saying, look, we are very transparent about vaccines. Every medication, including vaccines, has possible side effects. But vaccines overall are such a value proposition for our children. There's so much more benefit than there is potential for harm. And we know that. So I am happy to testify about that if necessary and, you know, in front of Congress or whatever, because this is very important.
Dr. Keith English is the chair of the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine, Department of Pediatrics and Human Development. We've been talking about vaccine production and safety as the Trump administration is considering forming a safety commission on vaccines. Dr. English, I appreciate your time and your input. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me today.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.